I tweeted something to the effect of it last night. You certainly never want to see a team, your team, give up a 20-point lead. But did you really think these Nuggets were going to blow a 20-point lead in a must-win game in the conference finals? Hell no. They're not the Clippers. They're a much better coach team with a lot more character, a lot more grit, a better organization. They were not going to blow that 20-point lead. Almost. But they were not going to let that happen because Jamal Murray was not going to let that happen. The Joker was not going to let that happen. Michael Malone was not going to let that happen. And once again, we're not talking about just two superstars. Other guys stepped up in a big way. Lakers made their run. Credit for that. But the Nuggets are a different sort of team, different sort of breed. They're not blowing a 20-point lead. This program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. And although they are not, they could easily be up 2-1 in that series. Hitman Canadian tweets, "Hey, Chargers doctor, don't half-ass it. Give it 100%. Signed, OJ." You know, I felt like we somehow, some way, after 20 years, had really actually gotten away from OJ references. It took 20 years. And for the record, OJ's weapon of choice was not a syringe. It was a machete, I think. Or a chainsaw. Or whatever it was, it's horrific. And I've been trying to forget about it for 20 years. Why won't you let me? All right, so we start hour number two. You have your telephone number. The beef segment is coming quickly. You're running out of time. We're setting up the phone lines. We're setting up social media. What is your beef? I don't care what it is. Make sure you come strong. So the early part of the NFL season, I think, has been really interesting. Bills Mafia. I want to talk to you for a minute. How are you feeling right about now? How are you living? For real, Mafia. You've got to be feeling yourselves. You're 2 weeks in to the 2020 season, and you are 2-0. But it's not just about being 2-0. You've been 2-0 before. It's about being 2-0 and about the way Josh freaking Allen is showing up, the way he's playing. I mean, typically fast starts are not that unusual for the shiny up-and-coming city of Buffalo. It's pretty much what you do. Excellent quarterback play, though, is not what you do. Not for a long time. And I'm not hating. You know this because I love Buffalo. I'm not hating. I'm stating a fact, Bills fan. See Nate Pete if you need an example. Because the single biggest question coming into 2020 for the Bills was whether or not Josh Allen was going to take another step in his development as a starting QB1. Could he become that franchise quarterback that you have not had since the legend that was Jim Kelly running the K-gun in the mid-90s for you? And after a rough-ass playoff performance against the Texans, you all rightfully had your doubts and your eyeballs once again on Allen to start the year. I mean, yeah, big, strong dude who can make every kind of throw, who's got that upside. Of course you're intrigued by all that, just as you were intrigued by all the new toys they got for him in the offseason. But priority number one had to be the guy that you traded up to get with the 7th overall pick in the 18 draft, Josh Allen. But I will say this, not that it was the greatest competition in those first two games, but through the first two games, Mafia, life is good. Damn good. He not only has passed the test so far, this guy has gone historic with it. He has aced the test so far. I'm sure you've seen the stat being thrown around the past couple of days, but it does bear repeating because it's a really impressive stat. There were only three players in the history of the NFL who had passed for over 700 yards, thrown 6+ TDs, and no interceptions in the first 2 weeks of a season. Only three guys have ever done that. Those three are, or were, Pinky, TB43, Patty Mahomes, and now you can add Josh Allen to that fraternity. Put him in with the other three, Pinky, TB43, Patrick Mahomes, and your guy, Josh freaking Allen if you need him. I know it's only two games. I know it was against the Jets and the Dolphins. It's a small sample size, but this guy is officially an MVP candidate, if such a thing actually exists, after only two games. So again, I ask the question, Mafia, how are you feeling today? How are you living right now? Because if I were you, I'd be stoked as hell. Zero INTs so far from Allen on the season. Zero. I mean, remember, since entering the NFL, the biggest question marks about this guy and his biggest issues were his accuracy and his decision-making. Now, the accuracy issues may always be there. They may always rear their ugly head with this guy at the worst possible time. But you can live with that if he makes improvements and adjustments because of all the other good things that he does to help you win. As long as he continues to improve with his decision-making, you can live with the accuracy issues. And two games in, he is making really good decisions with the football. So far, so great. So we're all the haters who said this guy could not fix those issues. You're all awfully quiet right about now. He followed up his most prolific game of his career. Remember, coming into the season, he had never thrown for more than 266 yards, had more than 300 in week one. Then he follows that up by being even better in week two. He passed for 417 yards against the Miami defense. I'm not saying that's the best defense ever, but I am saying that's a defense that Miami front office spent major jack on in the offseason to improve upon. Hey, Dolphin fan, let's just say that's not money well spent. Not yet. Right now, they're just burning green in South Florida. But I want to be clear about this. Not only are Allen's numbers eye-popping, and he's been validated to a certain extent early on, but the numbers themselves do not tell the whole story. What's got to have Buffalo fans stoked is the way this dude balled the hell up in Miami on Sunday when it mattered most, in crunch time in the fourth quarter. He clutched up. He manned up. Look, Sean McDermott's teams have always been about defense. They can bail out an offense as long as they do not turn the ball over too much. In Miami, though, it was Allen and the offense who bailed out McDermott's defense. The team needed him and the O to step up and come through late, and they did. They rallied from a fourth quarter deficit to get the W. Even Sean McDermott, one of the more stoic guys ever, not the most excitable guy ever, is feeling Allen. Check out his comments after the quarterback's play against Miami. Quote, he's got ice water in his veins.
Ice.
No moment is too big for him. End of quote. Hey, Mafia. The head coach is now saying things like that, and not just to pump up his young quarterback or to give him confidence. He meant that. That's a new and improved Josh Allen. The alleged face of the franchise quarterback, Josh Allen. And man, how about that trade for Stephon Diggs? How good does that look right now? And how crappy does that feel to you, Viking fan? The Vikings' offense has been about the biggest disappointment in the NFL so far. How badly do you need that guy? You want to talk about a smooth transition. Look what happened to Minnesota when he left, and look at what's happened to Buffalo's offense since he arrived. I mean, this guy hits the ground running. He's already on the same page with his young quarterback. Brandon Bean gave up a ton to get this guy, and so far it looks brilliant. Diggs is a beast. This guy makes corners look stupid with the amount of separation he can get consistently. So, Bean goes out, he gets Allen a legit number one wideout in Diggs. Diggs leads the NFL in receiving yardage. Allen leads the league in passing. Two games in, how's that? Oh, Buffalo. What a great pickup by the Bills. Now, again, to be fair, and I'm not going to pump the brakes on this completely, but to be fair, I do need to see more of this. And I need to see more of this against somebody other than the Jets and the Dolphins. He owns the Dolphins and the Jets. Well, the Jets are a horrible football team. Actually, that's being kind to the Jets. What's worse than horrible? That. So, I need to see this and this offense against a better D, which is why, and I mentioned this earlier, I can't wait to see how he and they show up against a Rams defense this week. One thing to blow out the Jets, to come back on the Dolphins. A very different thing, however, to set Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey on fire in that defense. Again, Bills fan, I'm not hating. You know me. I'm celebrating. I'm here to enjoy the fact that you won a game because of your offense, because of your young franchise quarterback. That Josh Allen is looking more and more like the real thing. And if, in fact, he is, and he can keep this up, all of a sudden, we're not talking only about ripping the AFC East. We're not talking about a return to the playoffs. We're talking about maybe you challenging for the Lombardi if Allen can keep doing this. I mean, for real, when was the last time you could legitimately say that about the Bills? When was the last time you could legitimately celebrate elite quarterback play on the Bills? If this holds up, there will not be enough tables in all of Buffalo for the Mafia to bust through. Mafia, I know we do this every single year. I know you get out quickly every single year. And I'm the one to pump the brakes. Except this time I'm out with a gas can. How you feeling about this? Are you gun shy? Or are you all in? Do you believe? Because this is a really good start. And a really good start that to me is different than all those other really good starts. We'll see. We'll see if he can continue to build upon this. But so far, so great for Josh Allen. But then again, remember, we are not all that far removed from the Nate Pete days. Royalty-free techno. When you hear that, what comes to mind? Nathan.
Peterman gonna go to the end zone again. Touchdown! Peterman, three-step drop, going to the end zone for Benjamin, makes the catch. Touchdown!
Nate Pete. How you living, Mafia? And what do you think is going to happen against the Rams? I saw the Rams plus 2.5. Man, that sounds like that's got a big head play all over it. Rams plus 2.5. Jalen Ramsey's making plays. Aaron Donald is wreaking havoc. The Rams offense is suddenly looking like the Rams offense. But this is a different Bills team now. Who you got? What do you think is going to happen? Before What's Your Beef, I do have a little reaction. Leffen Laguna is back. Hey, what's the big deal about the Chargers, doctor? I've punctured dozens of lungs with a fork. Thank you. Jay Dahmer in Milwaukee? Leff? Yeah, it's not cool, dude. Jeffrey Dahmer puncturing lungs with a fork. He left. What if one of those victims were somehow related to you? Would you find that amusing, Lev? Hitman Canadian. I've already done him. Hey, Romy. Can I poop in your car, man? Regards that homeless dude at the Patriots presser looking for a restroom.
Can I poop in your car?
That was a woman in Oklahoma who was pulled over with a suspended license and picked up for driving under the influence of meth and tried to get out of the whole thing by saying, I need to poop.
I have to poop so bad.
And finally, while sobbing and realizing the reality of her predicament, finally hit the cop with one last plea of, can I poop in your car, man?
Can I poop in your car, man?
That was after going on a high-speed chase through a school zone.
Are you kidding me? Why?
You have warrants for Woods County and they're coming to get you.
They were going to cite her and let her go until they ran her through the system and found that there was already an existing warrant. And then when the cop called for backup and she saw it, she said, F you. And try to drive off. Quote, can I poop in your car, man? Now, the hood didn't say that, but that woman, Emily, I think her name was, in Oklahoma did. What's your beef is next. Now, remember, I'm looking for beef on the phones, on Twitter, on email. Just get it to me. We only do it once a week. It's only once a week, and it's only one segment. Get it to me. 1-800-636-8686. What's your beef? It could be about anything at all. When you call a Dell Technologies advisor, you're talking to somebody who is not waiting for their turn to speak, but who actually wants to hear what you have to say. They're focused on you. They're ready to give advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and offer tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform to keep your small business ready for what's next. Our advisors listen. So know that your small business needs are going to be heard. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. 877-ASK-DELL. It reminds me of when people stop me and ask me my take for something. They don't want my take. They wait until I'm done talking so they can give me their take. That's not what's going on here. 877-ASK-DELL.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Love this segment so much. Every line is lit. It's lit. People have beef. People love beef. And not just any beef, because not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper is better for you. It's higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, or candy. This is what I reach for when I want that energy bump. Ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper. And now I ask, as I do every single time during the week in this segment, what's your beef? Let me check social first, and then we go to the phones. At Johnny Scabs tweets, my beef is with my wife for getting pissed about me piping in artificial crowd noise in the bedroom last night. He scabs. What kind of noise? Did you pipe in a bunch of booing and heckling and junk talking? Ed Hughes, Jeremiah tweets, hi Jim, my beef is with don't talk to me until I've had my coffee. Guy.
Don't talk to me, all right?
That doesn't bother me too much. I'll give you an example. You would not have wanted to talk to me this morning. I hit Starbucks like I do every single morning, and I hit them with the same exact order that I have every single morning. Protein box and a grande nitro cold brew. I went in at 5 a.m. right when they opened, and the extremely nice woman who I see there all the time says, Jim, I'm sorry, our nitro cold brew machine is not working. And my response was, oh. She gave me some iced coffee. That didn't work.
No!
I walked out of there. I threw it away. Sorry about that waste. And I found another Starbucks where the machine did work.
Ice.
But it was off the beaten path. Kev R. Conklin tweets, Jim, my beef is with cig smokers. Why do they think it's okay to throw their heater butts all over the place? That's good beef. I'll second that. Romy Rome, my freaking beef is with all the pansy-ass, whiny people that are offended by literally anything and everything. Just stop, for the love of America. War lady clones.
We got a few
war normal ass human beings.
War lady clones.
Kay Savage. She still has the best name in the jungle. Kay Savage. Isn't she right? I mean, are we not so soft? Do we not all complain about so many stupid things? Do we not all get hooked by really dumb things that don't matter? Much of which we can't control anyway? Rock on, Kay Savage. She's right. Hey, Jim, I have a beef with Road Bike Guy. Road Bike Guy. The 5'4", 130-pounder with the giant tats on his spindly forearms. The same guy that yells at me when I drive by him, leaving him a 25-foot cushion of space. The same guy that goes through the red light at the next intersection. Do us a favor. Cut out the middleman. Rack your 10-speed on your Fiat, put your helmet on, and drive to the Starbucks where you and your friends can compare carbon fiber sunglasses and copper-infused man tights and show off your latest ankle tats. Richard in Monrovia. It's pretty strong, Hawk. I think that was directed at you. Yellow Weasel is in. I got beef, Jimmy. Why is it that the grub in my local food bank is always cold and tastes worse than cafeteria food? I am tired of stale bread rolls and cold gravy on my turkey. Signed, Rich Flores. Evan in Oregon tweets, my beef is that California bottle deposits are only 5 cents per can. Those Oregon bums get 10. Signed, Rich Flores. The guy's won like 25 smack-offs. How is he homeless? I don't even know it. All right, so there's the social portion of What's Your Beef. Let's get the phone calls in here. We go to Harrisburg. Jason. Jason, what's your beef?
What's up, Jimbo? My beef is Damon Amendolara. I just heard him do the top of the hour sports update, and I know personal appearances are not show fodder, so I never really thought those comments about him having tombstones in his mouth were very funny until I just saw his picture on the CBS website. Holy crap, Jim. Does this dude have to floss his teeth with a yo-yo? It looks like he's the love child of Liv Tyler and Alvin the Chipmunk. Ward DA doing Rock the Cradle to get between his back molars, and Ward Drizzle using a lilac blossom as a loofah. I'm out.
Personal appearance still not show fodder, Jason. Even if you think that DA needs to do Rock the Cradle to floss his back molars. Oh, damn. I got to go to the dentist tomorrow. Better mix in Around the World and Walk the Dog. Come on, man. What's your beef? Let's go to Houston. Kyle, good to have you. Kyle, what is your beef?
How you living, Van Smack?
Good, man. Good. How about you?
I'm great, but I have a beef with Parody Freaking Larry calling in last week during the beef segment. Larry, first of all, you have never had a good call. The next time you have a good call will be the first time. Stop coming in and trying to ruin yet another segment in the jungle. Some of us are using it to get our reps in, to get better, something you have continually failed at over all of the years. Stop it and be better.
Kyle in Houston has a beef with Parody Larry. 1-800-636-8686. We do this once a week. It is the What's Your Beef segment. Let's go to Sacktown. Stoney. Stoney, what's your beef?
Hey, how you doing, Jimmy? Thanks Great. For taking the vine. I play a poker game every 2 weeks, and my beef is with all my cheap-ass buddies that smoke all my sticky icky and then look at me saying, dude, where is it at? My name's Stoney, but I don't want to support everybody's herb habit. War being able to go back to the clock and War's Hawk being able to continue staying fit. I'm out.
Stoney. Coming down on the guys who smoke his cron. The social media beefs are better than the call beefs so far, but maybe that'll change. 1-800-636-8686. We go to Omaha, Nebraska. Kathleen.
Omaha!
Kathleen, what's your beef?
With you. I am fed up with the whole America's team and America's quarterback. Not my team, not my quarterback. I have two quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers since I was 21, and Justin Herbert since I saw his pretty face last year.
All right, Kathleen. She goes, I said, what's your beef? She goes, with you. So you've got, you don't want to hear about QB, you don't want to hear about America's quarterback Baker Mayfield from me. You're sick of that. Understandable. I could see where you might be, but apparently you already have a couple of quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers and now Justin Herbert when you saw his pretty face. I thought you were all about the luscious lips of one Sid Crosby. Come on, make up your mind, Kathleen. And isn't your man in jail?
How did he get that big, luscious ass and those succulent lips?
Is my
your
bad.
Ass bigger than Madison Bumgarner at the San Francisco?
My bad. Not the luscious lips.
Bye.
The luscious ass and succulent lips. Thirsty much? We're running out of time. What's your beef? We go to San Diego. Connor, what's your beef? What's up? Go ahead, Connor. You are on the air. My beef is when guys are not ready. You know that it's a rapid-fire segment.
I don't like that call.
We're going beef. If you're on hold, you're not going to be there very long. You're running out of time. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Lincoln, Nebraska. Don, what's your beef?
Jim, thanks for giving me the opportunity. My beef's with everybody just hating on Nebraska. It's low-hanging fruit because of past couple of years. Pat Forty, it's tired. Michael Wolbon, it's tired. Desmond Howard, it's tired. That's all I got.
All right. Lincoln, tired of the abuse. Here's the thing. I know you're proud. I know you love your Huskers. The last couple of years have not gone very well. What do you expect people to say? Got to turn it around.
Not good.
Below not good. Last chance. 1-800-636-8686. As a reminder, we do this once a week, and it's brought to you by my pals at Old Trapper. It's a good way to get something off your chest. What is your beef? Every single Wednesday in hour number two. All right, so the rest of the show sets up like this. Top of the hour, Ryan Dempster, who has not been on the program in a number of years, actually. MLB Network analyst joins me. Jordan Hicks is a linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals. I've got an ATP. I've got a podcast episode with Steve Smith. We are now 144 EBS deep. Step back from that for a minute. We've done 144 podcasts after today. I'm proud of that number. And I'm proud of the catalog of guests. Check it out. And you definitely want to hear this one. 89 shows up in an enormous way today. All right. When we come back, I want to talk about Justin Thomas and how normally miking guys for exhibition tournaments is the biggest letdown ever, unless JT is there. And he could save that format altogether and did again. Time now for a sports update. Here it is.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to thank all of you for participating in What's Your Beef. Clearly, you clones will never, ever run out of beef.
Thank
same
you.
Place next week, same segment. Are you getting back to business? If so, Grainger is there to help with supplies and solutions for every industry, free access to product specialists, safety recovery guides, 24/7 support, and more. You want to visit Grainger.com/recovery. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Already moving into week three of the NFL season. And I talked about the Thursday matchup. Well, I want to talk about the Thursday matchup. I talked about the Bills and the Rams. Now, is it me or do these 48-hour layoffs between Monday night and Thursday night feel like 48 days? Like, you can't give a crack addict a bunch of rock on Sunday and then Monday and then tell them just to kind of lay out and sit tight like a normal citizen until Thursday. Yet this is exactly what the NFL is making us junkies do every single week. Yeah, now, granted, I have been critical of the Thursday night slate in years past. And it is tough. These guys do not have enough time to rest and recover. But when we went through the pandemic and we went as long as we did without sports, now that we all of a sudden have sports back, that wait seems like an awfully long time now. It just feels different. Like by the time Thursday does roll around, somebody could probably drop a bag of baking soda in front of us and we would all line it up and toot it up and be happy to do so. That's normally what's going on right now. Well, actually, that's normally what goes on with the Thursday night matchups with the NFL. They're not giving us the pure stuff. They're giving us baking powder or soda. So, like, it goes back to what I said before. You know that whole line, there's no such thing as bad sex. There's no such thing as bad pizza. That's bullcrap. We know that's true. I did a whole segment on some of the worst pizza I've ever had in my life at California Pizza Kitchen recently. Now, I don't have bad sex because I have an amazing wife. But there is such a thing as bad sex, all right? Is there anybody listening right now who has not experienced bad sex? Except for you, Alvin. Alvin's just a baby maker. So what I'm saying is there is, in fact, such a thing as bad football because there is bad pizza and there is bad sex. And if there is bad football, generally it occurs on a Thursday night because these are short weeks. There's not enough time for NFL players to rest and recover. That being said, it's earlier in the season. Nobody knows anything at all. You could probably sell a packet of Sweet and Low to a crackhead. Which brings me to the topic at hand. Tomorrow night, Dolphins v. Jags in Jacksonville. The kind of game that you might actually go to your wife and say to her, hey, what do you want to watch? Isn't it Thursday? Don't we watch football on Thursday? Yeah, not this Thursday. In fact, I'll watch anything you want to watch instead of Jags, Dolphins. That might be how that would normally go. I would caution, before you settle in for an episode of Love Island or 90 Day Fiancé, consider this. It is week 3, and neither of these perennial losers are out of it yet. In fact, the Jags are one of the big surprises of the early part of the season. We're not exactly sure what we have with them, either one of those teams. But the small sample size is giving us a little bit of intrigue, a little bit of mystery, a little bit of the unknown. Like, anything can happen. The Jags were supposed to tank, but Gardner Minshew didn't get the memo. And then you have the Dolphins. What do you have? Fitzmagic. Now we've got some real reality TV. Let's go a little bit deeper now. Remember, it's 2020. It's not 2016. You're not about to flush 3 hours watching Matt Moore and Bad Breath Blake Bortles. Which brings me to the point. Again, the quarterback matchup here is incredible. Gardner, Flint, Beowulf, Minshew the second versus Rubik's Cube Ryan Fitzpatrick, the kid v. the vet, year 2 v. year 16, team 1 v. team, I don't know, 12. The guy's played for like every team in the league. And most importantly, the biggest matchup of all, the tail of the tape, the stash v. the beard in what's forever going to be known as the facial hair bowl. This is not a battle for Florida. Tampa already owns it. Check out the Rays. Check out the Bucks. Check out the Lightning right now. That's not what this is about. This is not the battle for Florida. Tampa won that thing going away. No, this is the battle for the face lettuce. And on the one side, you've got the most iconic football mustache of this century. On the other hand, you may have the burliest football beard since, I don't know, the start of time. It's that good. Think of the great rivalries in life. The beer wars, right? Coors v. Budweiser. UPS v. FedEx. Happy Gilmore v. Billy Madison. In-N-Out v. Shake Shack. Tupac v. Biggie. Crunchy peanut butter v. creamy peanut butter. I'm telling you right now, beard v. stash wants a seat at that table and deserves it. You don't believe me? It's only the biggest talking point heading into tomorrow night's game. Check out Fitz throwing the first punch at Mustache Minshew.
The mustache versus the beard. I mean, I think the beard is a cooler look. And I think guys that grow mustaches a lot of times have patchy sides for their beards. So they just stick with the mustache.
I think the guys that grow mustaches a lot of times have patchy sides for their beards. So they just stick with the mustache. In other words, shots follically fired. Check out Beardo. Just accusing every mustache-wearing man of copping out because they don't have the game or the wherewithal to grow a full facial sweater. That's hardcore, man. That is an amazing accusation and probably rooted in a lot of truth. Because why stop at that creepy porn lip rug when you can go full-on mountain man? Fitz already has the answer to that question, and the answer is because y'all can't. You would if you could. You can't grow the beard, so you don't grow the beard. I mean, what a flex from the Harvard man. Hey, did you know he went to Harvard? What a flex. Like, remember those kids when we were all growing up, like in high school, the ones that already had full beards at age 5? Those kids just beat everybody else to it, and they let you know about it all the time. Remember those kids? Like, you're finger painting, and you're standing right next to you, or they're standing right next to you, oiling and combing their beard. Remember that in kindergarten when you were 5? Yeah, well, it turns out that kind of stunting never goes away, because Fitz is 37, 38, and he's still flossing his beard. Even on guys with stashes. But if you thought that Gardner was just going to take that laying down, you don't know Gardner, because his counter clapback was just as good.
I'll let mine speak for itself. You know, I think I've shown I can grow a beard with no patchy sides. But, you know, I'm gonna have respect for my elders, you know, especially when they're much, much elder. Be respectful.
Have some, Fitz. How's that taste, Grandpa Grizzly Adams? Minshew just put Fitz and his beard in a damn nursing home. Drove him to the curb, kicked him out of the car, threw his walker at him, and told the orderly to take extra special care of that sweet old man over there. He doesn't hear very well. I think I speak for everybody. Is it Thursday yet? Because Dolphins-Jags all of a sudden sounds a hell of a lot better than it would have ordinarily. Hey, look, I don't even need these two teams to play a game of football. I don't even need football. Just let Gardner and Fitz show up all alone with their chainsaws and their axes and have some lumberjack competition at the 50-yard line. Maybe do one of those log-rolling events. Or give them those pinchers where they try to get up the pole as fast as they can. Let's see who can crush a 72-ounce steak first and settle the great debate for all times, beard or stash. Stash or beard, who you got? And I don't mean Dolphins or Jags. I mean, who you got? Are you team beard or are you team stash? Lady clones, don't sit this one out. Get up in here. What is your ideal look for a man when it comes to face lettuce? Like, I know everybody can't wait to see Tua play. And I know the Jags are supposed to be tanking for Trevor, but both of those things are going to have to wait because we've got a game to play tomorrow. And that game is the Facial Hair Bowl. Can't wait. Who you got? Grandpa Grizzly Adams? Or Minshew Mustache? What side do you come out on? That is the one time I will allow personal appearances as show fodder. Benny and Wisco, quote, "There's no such thing as bad sacks. Regards, Jazz Boys." there's bad music. That old school jazz is bad music to me. I'm sorry. Not looking to start anything. I'm just flashing back to my childhood, how bad it was on weekends. Where I'm posted up in front of the TV, thinking I'm going to watch an NFL doubleheader, only to have my old man drag me out, put me in the car, and make him shop for antiques while he rocked his horrible jazz music. That's tough, man. That's tough to overcome. I know a lot of you had pretty whack childhoods. I'm not saying that I had a whack childhood. I'm saying I had some whack Saturdays. Driving around the San Fernando Valley, looking at a bunch of old crap, antiques, and listening to bad jazz music. You want to know the truth? Every once in a while, somebody will say to me, "Hey, Rome, what's your deal, man? Like, why you gotta hate? Or why do you have that chip on your shoulder? What's your deal, man? Are you picked on?" I'm like, no, that's not it at all. The reason I work so hard is because I didn't want to buy somebody else's old crap and listen to crappy jazz music. I want to make sure that I bought things that were shiny and new and had enough money to buy my own car so I could listen to my own music. The old man may not have been trying to motivate me, but he gave me the greatest dose of rocket fuel ever. Daniel tweets, "Romy, is there such a thing as good sex? Signed, Hawk's wife." Well done. When we come back, Ryan Dempster joins us. Something I want to get to before the end of the program. Deion Sanders is coaching. He's a head coach at Jackson State. And I want to share my thoughts on that. They might surprise you. Don't go anywhere.